Blackstone Audio presents The Boy in His Winter, an American novel by Norman Locke. This book is read by Grover Gardner. Dedication to my grandsons, Max and Drew, and for my father, a sailor who has lit out for the territory. I reckon I got to light out for the territory. The Adventures of Huckleberry Finn. Part 1. July 2, 1835 to August 29, 2005. I look back in my old age on that long-ago day when I came off the river and began my grown-up life, and much earlier still when, no more than a boy, I set out from Hannibal on the raft with Jim. Of course, I reckon time differently now than we did then, sweeping down the Mississippi toward Mexico as though in a dream. Those days did seem like a dream, though not mine or Jim's either, but one belonging to somebody whose hand I almost felt, prodding me onward in spite of my reluctance. Or maybe it was just the river I sensed, shaping a kind of destiny for me and also for Jim, whose end came before mine and was, sadly, neither glorious nor kind. We were, each of us in his own way, looking for something that did not exist. That other story, Jim's and mine, about a trip down river, was true enough. But this, the one I am about to tell, is just as true and even more amazing. You want to know what I mean by true enough? I mean that, regardless of how things might have been exaggerated in the telling, how far the truth got.